The president is all in. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That from White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany with just 17 days to go before the election. Top of mind for the president, emails from a laptop that purportedly belonged to Joe Biden's son Hunter. Fox News has obtained 4 of the unverified emails. 2 are related to Ukraine. The other 2 are linked to Hunter Biden's business dealings in China. McEnany tells Fox and Friends Biden is the least scrutinized presidential candidate in U.S. history.
He doesn't have to answer about real questions of using his influence to enrich his son. We know, according to the Fox reporting, that the line in the email that says, make sure I get 10 for the big guy, reportedly the big guy was Joe Biden.
When Joe Biden was questioned about the emails that were first reported by the New York Post, he called the story a smear campaign. President Trump is also targeting a fellow Republican. In a tweet this morning, the president said in part that Senator Ben Sasse is a liability to the Republican Party and an embarrassment to the great state of Nebraska. Earlier this week, Sasse was highly critical of the president during a phone call with constituents. He said the president mocks evangelicals behind their backs and flirted with white supremacists. As millions of Americans vote by mail, a state court in Michigan has overturned a 2-week absentee ballot extension.
Appeals courts in Indiana and Wisconsin have also ruled against mail-in ballot extensions. A federal appellate judge in Indiana said it's rational to require absentee votes to be received by Election Day, just as in-person voting ends on Election Day. Groups are appealing the decision in Wisconsin to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the Michigan court says the state legislature would have to decide to extend the ballot deadline. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Steve Cortez, senior advisor, Trump campaign.
I believe that there is a reluctance of people to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump because of the unfortunate cancel culture that's so pervasive in our society. There can be sanctions against people, social work sanctions, otherwise. I don't want to rely on this, but I think it's reasonable to posit that there is a certain Trump reluctant voter out there.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
KIDO Talk Radio, 107.5 FM and 580 AM.
Stay connected all season long with high-speed internet from Sparklight. For a limited time, get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Free installation and add unlimited data. Call Sparklight at 877-687-1427 and get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Giga One service is also available. Call 877-687-1427 or visit sparklight.com/offers for details. Offer ends December 31st, 2020. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's time to add a little peace to your life with a customized Bullfrog Spa. With Bullfrog's 17 patented jetpacks, you decide the massage therapy you want. And right now, you'll save up to $3,500. Get 0% financing up to 60 months OAC at our new Bullfrog Factory Store. Come see us at 8567 West Franklin Road in Boise. Sale ends Saturday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
KIDO Talk Radio.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now is the time to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan for 2021. For residents of Boise, United Healthcare offers Medicare Advantage PPO and HMO plans with more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, as well as flexibility in cost, benefits, and doctor choice. Discover a Medicare Advantage plan that works to your advantage. Annual enrollment ends December 7th. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. To learn more about Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare, including prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan, call United Healthcare at 877-546-0192. That's 877-546-0192. Call today.
Temperatures outside are getting down there, Treasure Valley, and so are the prices on nearly every vehicle at Steve's hometown Toyota in Ontario. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to take a quick drive to Ontario and experience the hometown Toyota difference. Are you a first-time buyer? No problem. Have bad credit? Not an issue. There's a reason hometown Toyota in Ontario has won the President's Award for 18 years in a row. The team is ready to give you a totally stress-free buying or service experience. Plus, there are rebates and discounts up to $6,500 off of MSRP. Looking to upgrade? Hometown Toyota is paying top dollar for your trade-in, too. All CDC guidelines are being followed to ensure your safety, because at Steve's Hometown Toyota, you come first. Take the quick drive to Ontario today and experience the hometown difference. Your time is valuable, and we're so sure there's a deal for you. If you can't work one out, you'll walk away with a crisp $100 bill. Open until 8 p.m. daily, or see their complete inventory at hometowntoyota.com.
Welcome to Money Matters with certified financial planner Dave Petso. Money Matters is brought to you by Petso Financial Consultants. Their team of certified financial planners have been educating their clients to build confidence and find peace with their money for over 35 years. Also by HH & Associates Accounting. We aren't just accountants, we provide solutions. And by Mountain West Bank, your community bank, with 8 branches in the Treasure Valley. Now, here's Dave Petso on KIDO Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Hour number 2 upcoming. And of course, as I always say, these are my opinions only. And we're not here to talk stocks or anything else individually, right? We're here to teach, learn, grow together, right? Not tell you what to buy, and sell. And that is not good. It's a terrible attitude. Maybe it sells some ads on TV. But man, as far as managing money, it just adds to the chaos of stupidity that there is out there. It really does. And so if we talk about a stock positively or negatively, it doesn't mean you should buy or sell it at all. At all. You want your portfolio to be built to do what you're trying to do. Not just like, don't you just like pick the best stock? No, you don't. You don't. Okay? So thank you again for the amazing blessing that this is. For 35 years, approaching 35 years on air, that you all would care what I have to say. I just, it's humbling. It really is. And I just appreciate it. And I really appreciate emails and what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. And please let us know what you want to hear and what you want to talk about. So, and that's dave@petsofinancial.net. If you want to get a podcast or anything like that, go to petsofinancial.com. You can also comment or ask about things, and there's articles and calculators there for your own use as well. All right. With that, we have holding here Congressman Russ Fulcher, which right before the election, it was really wonderful. Called him up like yesterday afternoon, and he was gracious enough to say, absolutely, I'd love to call in and talk about what's going on in D.C. and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Congressman, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Dave, my pleasure. And, you know, I did not know 35 years that you had been doing this. You must have started when you were about 10.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I was in my mid-20s, so early 20s, I think. It was crazy. Yeah. But, well, thank you for that. How about if we start off with this? I we're getting a whole bunch of data coming out now, and it appears to be true. I don't want to be a conspiracy guy, but it sure seems to be we're getting a bunch of emails right now that Biden's that are really even the mainstream media is having to ask questions about now, right? They tried to protect it. Is it too late for an October surprise with all the early voting, or is this going to be really truly damaging in your opinion?
You talking about the Hunter Biden stuff?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I do think that that this could have a negative impact. And as you know, the mainstream media has been dodging this. They have been insulating this. They have been doing their level best to protect Joe Biden leading up to November 3rd. And I just don't think you can keep this thing bottled up that much longer. It turns out, Dave, and I've seen a lot of these reports personally, It turns out that there is significant evidence that the things that was initially being directed at Donald Trump in terms of allegations, this Russian collusion, this inappropriate communication, this interference, all this stuff with Russia or foreign governments, it appears like there's a very strong chance that the Biden family was the one that's really guilty of it. And it's hard to hide canceled checks. You know, it's difficult to hide a money stream of that size. And so I think there's a real strong chance that that does get exposed, even to the chagrin of the mainstream news media. I think there's a real chance of it.
Before the third, do you think with the early voting it's going to matter?
Probably not. I don't know the national statistics, but I looked yesterday. And in Idaho, which is probably not unusual for many states, we had almost half of the absentees that have been distributed across our state have been returned and turned back in. And that's a big number. So, and then you've got the early voting sites. My congressional office in Meridian is in the same building as one of the early voting locations, and there's a steady stream of people coming and going. There's a good chance this thing is half done right now.
Incredible. Yeah. That's too bad, because obviously the days of the October surprise are going away. It's going to have to be a September surprise in the future, huh? To affect the voting.
And you know what, Dave, that reminded me of something that was pertinent here. Yesterday, I was in the congressional office. A gentleman came in to vote. One floor down in the Meridian City Hall is where they're doing the early voting. My office on the second floor. And he came in to vote. And then he went upstairs and he came into our office and he handed this, not me, one of my staff helpers, two ballots that he had received in the mail as a California voter. And he said, I moved to Idaho 6 years ago. This is my former address. I happen to know the individual who has that address now. They forwarded these to me. And he left his two California ballots in my office as an example of just how bad this mass mail voting scheme really is. So he could have easily cast two more votes, would have gone through. He had voted in California, voted in Idaho. That's just one example. Think about how many thousands, if not millions of those across the country are floating out there for these states who've adopted this poor policy of just sending a ballot out there, airdropping them into every name, every address.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is it. Yeah, well, that's right. This past week, very relevant to what's happening across the country. Do you think this is going to be a settled anywhere near election night? Was here
probably not. If it appears to be overwhelming for Mr. Biden, then the media is going to try to bury it just as quickly as they possibly can. If there's the reverse result is coming through, look for this thing to get strung out. You're probably aware of this, but if we were to somehow get into, I think it's the first week of January, and it's not totally settled, then the Speaker of the House becomes the president until it is settled, which is, if that's not motivation to get this thing solved, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think even for the liberals, that would be good motivation for sure.
Yes.
It really would. Let me shift off of that just for a second here, and let's talk about the effect of some of this on the Senate races, if you will, or congressional as well, whatever you would like to kind of talk on. And obviously, if it affects your race or what you're hearing, that's great. We'd like to hear from you as well. And that is, with all of the these emails coming out and just a little bit more, and the fact that he won't speak to packing the courts and things like that, evasiveness, and clearly not of the same mind that he used to be, giving him some credit, but certainly not capable of handling things all day long. Is it, now that's becoming more apparent to everyone on both sides, is this, do you think this will affect the down races?
It very well could, Dave. And one thing that has become apparent to me, just being in this game for a long time, the American voter, the voting public, they will put up with a lot. They will understand what it means to live in a fishbowl, and if a candidate is accused or criticized for certain types of behavior in their personal life or their professional life, for that matter, the American voter is at the point where I think that they are reasonably accepting of those things, because they know that that people are human. They know that there is a contingency that attacks people in political office, and sometimes it might be true, sometimes it may not be. But what they're not tolerant of is hiding information or not being transparent. They just want to know. And so any candidate that has a habit of trying to insulate information or not be forthcoming tends to take a hit. And with Mr. Biden, up until just very, very recently, because of COVID, what I would call a perfect storm, some of these factors that have insulated him from really being visible, the media, COVID, the various formats, the change in the debate structure, all these things. But there's now crunch time, and there's those questions that just are leaking out, and he's not responding to them. Same thing with Kamala Harris, packing the court, won't answer the question. Hunter Biden, all these, at least put it to rest, Joe. Please put it to rest, right? I mean, that's what his supporters say. The American mm-hmm. voter won't tolerate that. If we haven't already, with early voting and absentees and mail-in, haven't made the decision, that can still have an impact.
Yeah. And on the down races, are they tight as it looks? What is the, if you will, internal polling say for congressional districts? Is it pretty clear now that the Democrats will keep the House? And is there a chance of a blue wave?
The data that I last saw is approximately a week old. And that would indicate that there is a very narrow margin of probability that the Republicans keep the Senate, and there's also a narrow margin of probability that the Democrats keep the House. And with that, they were both tight enough to where they could swing. I think it's a slightly bigger swing for that to happen in the House. However, there's clearly a pathway to make that happen. The one thing I fully don't understand, Dave, is the enthusiasm component. You hear about that. There's certainly something real to it. Look no further than a Trump rally versus a Biden rally. I mean, you see it, right?
Right.
No one is excited about Joe Biden. His own family is not excited about the guy, right?
Right.
So, but there's a huge excitement with Trump. What does that mean? Does that mean that in certain areas, if the weather's bad, then the Trump voters are darn sure going to show up? Does that mean that in those last few days with the exuberance and the sine waves and whatnot, they prompt people to vote who wouldn't any other way? Those are factors we just don't know. Polls just don't catch.
Mm-hmm.
This is still very much in play, I think, for both houses.
Interesting. Now, on some of those Senate races that we just scratch our head about, right, where is Lindsey Graham actually in trouble? It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I talked to my colleague in South Carolina yesterday, William Timmons, and he said, look, Lindsey's making a whole bunch of noise, and he's raising money but he's going to win. And he said he'll win by a minimum of 5 points. And so that's the internal word within South Carolina. And, of course, they watch that very, very closely. The ones which appear to be the tightest are Martha McSally in Arizona, Cory Gardner in Colorado. And those two, right now, it looks like the Democrats in front. Steve Daines is another tight one in Montana. It looks like he's up front just a little bit. It's touch and go. And the amount of money, oh, my gosh, Dave, the amount of money being thrown at these things. You got Senate races costing what a presidential campaign would just maybe a couple of terms ago. I mean, it's confounding the amount of money being thrown into campaigns.
Incredible. Yeah, as long as there's not too much money in politics if it goes to the liberals, it seems, in the commentary. That was I wasn't one election cycle ago that we have to have campaign finance reform. And you don't hear it's crickets now. Crickets now.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of swing into this too. We've got just a few more minutes here, and thank you so much for your time. Is there anything regarding your race you want to talk about? I didn't mean to make this such a national. That's from a financial perspective. I know you understand that, but you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kind of step on what your thoughts were for Idaho and your campaign as well.
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, you never take these for granted. We should be in a strong position. I think we are, but this is nothing normal about this campaign season, Dave. I mean, my bread and butter for campaign style is the town hall format. It's meet and greets. It's every evening in someone's home in their living room talking to 15, 20 people, and on Saturday and sometimes Sunday, it's in a college auditorium talking to several hundred. That's how I'm accustomed to doing things. That's how I like to do things. You get that face-to-face interaction, that feedback, good or bad, and you get a firsthand pulse on where everybody's mind is. Can't do that this year.
Yeah.
And so we've replaced the campaign with teletown halls and audio, just phone calls. And you can touch a lot of people that way, but it's just not the same. And, even the traditional mailers and whatnot has transcended more towards social media exposure. And so it's just more impersonal, and it's harder to gauge where everything is. If we have the typical demographic that has been traditionally Idaho, I don't think you see any significant surprises in our state with the races. But you just never know. We're the fastest growing state in the nation. And a lot of the people traditionally have come from California, but now they're coming from Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, places that have social unrest because they want to get the heck out of those places. We don't know how they're going to vote. We don't know enough about them yet. So it's you just go through and you try to do your best as a candidate. You try to get exposed to as many people and just let them know who you are in any way you can. And then you just trust that the electorate will make that decision. The good Lord's on your side, and we'll see what happens.
Very good, very good. Hey, let's talk about some legislation right now. How about the stimulus bill? Is there a chance of having it? Are we going to get it? Is it just another political football like COVID is? And what do you know? Is it something that we're just going to go ahead and in the end give up and just send checks to people who are on welfare, right? That's because we just got to get it out the door. Or is it going to be targeted if we get any?
So I spoke with Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff here. I guess it's been 3-4 days ago now. And I don't think anything has changed since then. But it's in his view, in the president's view as of then, the speaker felt that it's more to their advantage not to have anything between now and November 3rd. And it's important to point something else out, Dave. When the Speaker of the House changed the rule in the U.S. House so that proxy voting is allowed, That changed everything. But what that means is everything does not go through what's called general order, where you have a typical opportunity to debate, typical opportunity to amend. Instead, members can just call in from wherever they are and vote, which I think is just devastatingly wrong, which never happened before in Congress. But here's the other thing it did. It limits the negotiating teams for these stimulus bills, which are ending in T like Tom, like trillion, not M like million, which is a big number to you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It limits the negotiating team to four or five people. You've got Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, Mnuchin, sometimes McCarthy, if they'll let him in the door. That's it. And so by that changing that House rule to proxy voting, changed the entire functioning of the U.S. Congress on both sides of the building. And that's just devastatingly wrong. And that's basically the basis of the lawsuit that I'm a part of trying to get this changed.
You know, it's interesting to me when I think about legislation and think about the founding fathers and what they had tried to intend to do. I mean, the Constitution, as we all know, and just is just an awe-inspiring, amazing document. It's just unbelievable, the forethought. But one of the things that people misunderstand in it, I think, day to day, is how difficult it is to get anything done. And that was intentional. It shouldn't be that one party gets in power and everything goes to the right and everything goes to the left. And then, you know, and you never have any consistency in the country. It's supposed to be hard to get legislation done, not easy. And so any pathway to making it easy is really, to me, is outside of the constitutional bounds. We're not supposed to streamline this. The Senate's supposed to have this, you have to get these group of people to get 60 votes to ever get something to the floor. It's not supposed to be easy.
You bring up a very, very astute point, and I want to compliment you for recognizing that and bringing it out, because every single questionnaire that I have filled out, and there's been a lot of them in this campaign, every single debate, every single forum, at the top of the question list is, what are you doing to make things more partisan? What are you doing to work across the aisle? And I am, but to be honest, I really try. We put a big effort, and it's a big problem. But I always end, I share, here's what I do to try to work with my colleagues across the aisle. Here's what we've achieved. Here's where we've fallen short. And I'm very open about that. But at the end, I always basically say what you did, but we have to remember this: the U.S. Congress was never designed to flow smoothly. It was designed to be a place of debate, a place of conflict, and it is. Maybe it's worse now than it has been in a long time. It probably is, but still, you're not supposed to be able to just push things through, because that's where you really get in trouble. And my primary responsibility is not to just compromise for the sake of compromise. Do I compromise? Yes, I do. But not just for the sake of it. My bigger responsibility is to represent what the people of Idaho, what's in their interest. Not Connecticut, not Florida, New York, California, Idaho. That's what this is about. And so you bring up a very valid point, and I think it's important.
You know, you touched on this, and I'm hopeful, I guess, with the enthusiasm that things are swinging. And let's leave it at this, if you will, unless you have something else you want to add, then take your time to do so. But I want to, if you will, comment about this last-minute push. It feels like, again, like 16, that Trump is getting a lot of momentum right now. But I don't want to feel that. I want to know that, right? I mean, and I know some of the things we can't know, but is the polling data getting better in these swing states? If so, then great. Or is it just holding its own and that this enthusiasm is just something you hope carries over and gets enough votes to get it over the finish line? What is going on? Is that a real feeling, or am I watching too many rallies?
Here's what I do know, Dave. And as of the last one that I saw, and it's been probably about a week now, Donald Trump is in exactly the same position in the polls that he was in 2016 at this time versus Hillary Clinton. And as far as we can tell, and we do look at these things closely, the polling methodology has not changed whatsoever. And it's my personal theory that the polling technology, the polling data, their process is just a little bit behind, and Trump is a bit of an anomaly. You have some Trump voters who simply won't tell you that because maybe they're in a place where it's not popular to be a Trump voter. And so they simply won't say it, but yet they'll show up in anonymity and they'll cast their vote. You have a tendency in this race for people who never have voted or only voted in 16 to show up and do it again. Those are the wild cards. And I think, frankly, where our hope lies, or my hope lies, because the ramifications of him losing are far beyond what most people think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am optimistic, and I think that we're going to see a repeat of 2016. I'm encouraged by that. I have to believe that. I have to strive for that. I'm, for the first time in my political life, I'm spending a significant amount of time in other states with other candidates trying to help them, as well as do my own work and the president as well. I think we're going to come out of this thing well. And next time we talk, I'm hoping that we'll have positive things to say.
Likewise. Congressman, thank you again for your time today. And I know I'm not alone in Idaho at all. And I know, it's, you know, polls say it's not close, but good luck in the coming election. And thanks for helping out at the other states.
Well, and congratulations to you. Thank you for that. But congratulations to you. 35 years, and it's 100 years for KIDO.
That's so, yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Have a
all
great
right. Thank
rest
so
of the weekend. Thanks
right.
for your time.
Thank you, Dave. Take
thanks.
Care.
Bye now. Bye. Congressman Russ Fulcher, and we're going to take a break now, of course, for Fox News. Get a little bit caught up as we had a nice long segment there. And plenty of time to take your calls now at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzoFinancial.net. We'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Pezzo. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436.
Hi, this is Callie Zamzo, and you've been hearing a lot about Zamzo's Idaho Fish and Potato Dog Food, or as my dad likes to call it, much to my dismay, Idaho Fish and Taters. Well, that's family for you. And speaking of family, did you know Zamzo's has an entire family of pet foods in our Grandma Z's Super Premium line? We call them Super Premium Foods because they use the very best ingredients and have formulas with and without grains. And along with Grandma Z's Idaho Fish and Potato, we also have a Grandma Z's grain-free dog food with chicken, salmon, eggs, and mixed vegetables that works great for many dogs. And a grain-free cat food. If you prefer a food that has some grain, our Grandma Z's line is the best there is and contains only wholesome, natural grains that provide a perfectly balanced diet. For dogs, you can choose from Grandma Z's chicken and vegetable, lamb and vegetable, our senior formula, or even a special food for puppies. So if you want your pet to be the best they can be, feed them the best food. Grandma Z's super premium pet food from Zamzo's. 13 stores to serve you, including Meridian under the bright yellow water tower.
Temperatures outside are getting down there, Treasure Valley, and so are the prices on nearly every vehicle at Steve's Hometown Toyota in Ontario. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to take a quick drive to Ontario and experience the Hometown Toyota difference. Are you a first-time buyer?
No problem.
Have bad credit? Not an issue. There's a reason Hometown Toyota in Ontario has won the President's Award for 18 years in a row. The team is ready to give you a totally stress-free buying or service experience. Plus, there are rebates and discounts up to $6,500 off of MSRP. Looking to upgrade? Hometown Toyota is paying top dollar for your trade-in, too. All CDC guidelines are being followed to ensure your safety, because at Steve's Hometown Toyota, you come first. Take the quick drive to Ontario today and experience the hometown difference. Your time is valuable, and we're so sure there's a deal for you. If you can't work one out, you'll walk away with a crisp $100 bill. Open until 8 p.m. daily, or see their complete inventory at hometowntoyota.com.
KIDO Talk Radio.
Losing a friend or loved one
is always painful. Choosing a funeral home should not be. Relier Funeral Chapel offers an inviting place to gather in remembrance and celebration of a life well lived.
When my mother passed away, I knew precisely where to turn. We called Relier Funeral Chapel. Dorn and his staff made everything so easy, walked us through the process carefully, and answered all of our questions and made us feel at peace.
Relier Funeral Chapel, their family, taking care of your family. Learn more at relierfuneralchapel.com.
If you have a home or real estate you need to sell fast, call Action Home Buyers. Action Home Buyers, the name says it all. They buy properties in the Treasure Valley fast for cash, no matter the condition or situation. If you're facing foreclosure, Action Home Buyers can buy your home fast and help you avoid ruining your credit score. If you have a job transfer or divorce and need to relocate, Action Home Buyers can buy your home fast for cash. If you have a fixer-upper, Action Home Buyers will buy your home for cash, saving you time and money. Or if you have a problem tenant, Action Home Buyers will take care of eviction and pay you cash, no matter the condition or situation. They can even rent your home back to you after the sale. No games, gimmicks, or open houses. They're local home buyers who pay cash for Treasure Valley homes. Call Action Home Buyers today for a free, no-obligation offer over the phone. Call 208-866-7020. That's 208-866-7020. Sell it fast with Action Home Buyers.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Money Matters with Dave Pezzo on KIDO Talk Radio, 107.5 FM and 580 AM.
Hello, welcome, and thanks again for joining us. And please do so on the phones. Our lines are open at 580-KIDO, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, it's interesting. We don't talk politics. Well, I guess politics evolve or roll around all kinds of things, right? But, man, the biggest question I get is, what are we going to do about this election? Is the market going to tank? You know, I got to say, I totally get that Congressman Fulcher is hopeful that we're not going to have a blue wave. But it's very interesting, too. It's one thing to hope. It's another to have real polls. And it certainly left me with a hopeful feeling. But the markets are talking that way, too, aren't they? If the idea of higher taxes, more regulation, no fracking, new green deals, Medicare for all, things we can't afford. We already can't afford what we are doing. If those are not pro-growth policies, good for the economy, then the market doesn't want it. So the question often is, why is the market going up if Biden is going to be in? Why is the market going up if there's going to be a blue wave? I mean, there's mountains of money that's attacking this. Mountains of it. But the market's talking a different tune. And I think this is exactly why, and comes back to what we've been saying week after week. What we're doing with clients. What we're doing in our Zoom meetings with clients. Talking about making incremental changes. Not all or none. You know, whether it's dieting or exercise, you don't jump off the couch and run a marathon. You jump off the couch and you walk. And then maybe you jog a little bit. 100 yards and walk some more. And then pretty soon you're able to jog for maybe a half a mile or a mile. It's incremental. It doesn't happen overnight. You don't lose 30 pounds in a week. This is when we take our portfolios and we treat it like it's a roulette, red or black, on or off, all or none. It's wrong. You need to make incremental changes because you're not going to be right. And even if you're right about what happens, you don't know how human beings are going to react. They're two very different things. If I were to tell you, as a reminder, of just a couple of things over the last few years. If I were to tell you, for example, just this year, at the beginning of the year, that we were going to have a pandemic, that we were going to turn a virus not into science but into a political weapon that would turn this world upside down, that one party would want to pack the courts, add more states, completely change the whole direction of our country. And if I did that, you would never invest. You'd take it all out. Now, when would you take it out? You would have taken it out in March. You know you would. Maybe not on the bottom day, but after coming down a little bit. And when do you get back in? You don't. You see, it doesn't matter what the crisis is. The financial crisis is probably the easiest one to follow. Why? Because we're not in it anymore. Right? There's no emotion. You know, it's a, I could already hear people say, yeah, but, well, what about, blah, blah. I know. I hear it all the time. It's okay. But you can't, yeah, but, history. Can you? It happened. It's done. It's over out. We can look back and go, yeah, Europe meltdown, European meltdown, part one, part two, three, four, five. Didn't happen. But it was scary every spring for 4 years. QE one, two, three, and four. And then when we unwound them, it was going to be all phony. Remember, I'm not wrong about the market. It's phony. Okay, so going to all-time highs is just phony. The bank accounts of people who have been long stocks is phony. Yeah, corporate profits, phony. Dividends, phony. Phony, 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 phony. I'm not wrong. It's phony. Nobody's coming to take it back at all. And so if I told you we were going to take this amazing economy and drive it off of a cliff willfully, and then it becomes a political screaming football and every state is like, no, the wet sand's okay, the dry sand, you wouldn't invest and you'd be wrong. So even when we get the debt, we don't know how markets are going to react, and they are so much stronger than we think. Do I really think that Amazon won't sell a whole bunch of stuff next year if Joe Biden's the president? No, I think they will. I think Apple will sell iPhones, even if Biden's the president. Politics totally matters, and I think this matters more than anything. More than any time I can remember since the last time. It's becoming so much more important. I totally get that. Totally get that. So much more. Because this time isn't just a change of opinion. We don't want to legislate anymore. We just want power. And wow, is that hard. Every way around it, it's hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for you. And I just share my own feelings with you and how hard it's been. for the last few weeks. Just because I feel like you do. Where's my country? What am I going to do about my kids? What kind of country are they going to get? And this all adds up into a mess. A mess in my head, too. But we have to stay focused and keep that mess out for our investments. Yeah, raise 5 or 10% cash. Well, that's not enough. Yeah, it is. Anything more? You're guessing. See, if you have 10% cash, and let's face it, your portfolio isn't like, well, it's 100% tied to the S&P. It is not. It is not. Some of the mutual funds you have, they have a little bit of cash. Some of them are designed, and they own utility stocks because they want income. Some of them even have bonds. Some of those things will go up as the market goes down. Or let's just put it this way. Many of the things you have far less volatility than the market. And so if you think about it, you really don't just have 5 or 10% cash. You have much more and or much less volatility. And if you do more, and in fact, Donald Trump stays the 45th president of the United States, and the Senate is held, or one or the other, market's going to do fine. The market's going to do fine. Because legislation will still be hard. It will still be hard. And you can't have new states. And you can't pack the courts. And nonsensical, weird stuff. Markets will do fine. Instead of yeah, butting everything in your mind. Yeah, but. And then we create this all or none. This is not a sports bet, folks. It's not. This is not my team won and covered the spread. Good. Okay. You win or you lose. That's it. This is not win or lose. If we let our emotions get carried away, we can't manage money properly. Can't manage many things. But if we take a step back and kind of try to understand that maybe when Apple and Google and others are looking at the political landscape, they've already bought it in D.C. They've already bought and paid for Biden and company. They'll survive and thrive. Yeah, I'm not going to be out there being real big on energy companies. Guess what? They're already selling for such low prices. They reflect that concern and perhaps more. But they're certainly not a benefactor of a Harris, at least for the moment, Biden ticket. They're not. We all know that. It doesn't have to be a big part of your portfolio unless you're saying, yeah, that's reflected. That's already reflected. You know, it's a really tough time for everybody to keep their head. All I know is that what seems to work, works historically, works for me. I have enough history now that 40 years of investing is, well, probably long enough to start saying, that's kind of sort of worked for me. When you do that for a long period of time and recognize that, you need to do things incrementally, small scale. You can raise a little bit of cash or buy some municipal bonds, as we talked about. Tax-free bonds will do well under either system. But if you take it all off, you won't get back at the bottom. You won't get back at the right time. And you might be wrong. it's a tough thing to have humility in anything. But I'll tell you what, it's not very hard in the market if you've been in a while and you're reasonably honest with yourself. Because you just get your head handed to you all the time. All the time. On the way to all-time highs, markets are volatile. They always are. They go down sometimes, and then they go to all-time highs. All the time. But if we get emotional, it's the same thing I say all the time. Look, you're going to fall victim to the pimps. Particularly in this day and age, the equity annuity pimps. Old days, it was gold. All right, I got to go. Thanks again for tuning in, everybody, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.
During these trying times where safety is still on everyone's mind, your vote to re-elect Steve Bartlett for Ada County Sheriff is more important than ever. A proven leader of Idaho's largest law enforcement agency, Steve Bartlett will continue to enforce state and county laws to protect our quality of life and keep our communities safe places to live, work, learn, and play. Known for collaboration and smart problem solving, Steve Bartlett is committed to keeping crime rates low and delivering the best possible criminal justice services at the lowest cost to taxpayers. So whether you're voting in person or through an absentee ballot, remember to vote to re-elect Steve Bartlett for Ada County Sheriff. Steve is honored to be your sheriff because he cares about our communities and protecting public safety.
I'm Ada County Sheriff Steve Bartlett, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bartlett for Sheriff. Kelly Bulacek, Treasurer.
Temperatures outside are getting down there, Treasure Valley, and so are the prices on nearly every vehicle at Steve's hometown Toyota in Ontario. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to take a quick drive to Ontario and experience the hometown Toyota difference. Are you a first-time buyer?
No problem.
Have bad credit? Not an issue. There's a reason hometown Toyota in Ontario has won the President's Award for 18 years in a row. The team is ready to give you a totally stress-free buying or service experience. Plus, there are rebates and discounts up to $6,500 off of MSRP. Looking to upgrade? Hometown Toyota is paying top dollar for your trade-in, too. All CDC guidelines are being followed to ensure your safety, because at Steve's Hometown Toyota, you come first. Take the quick drive to Ontario today and experience the hometown difference. Your time is valuable, and we're so sure there's a deal for you. If you can't work one out, you'll walk away with a crisp $100 bill. Open until 8 p.m. daily, or see their complete inventory at HometownToyota.com.
KIDO Talk Radio.
Powerful, dramatic, inspiring. These are just a few of the words that have been used to describe the iconic handcrafted artisan jewelry of John Hardy. Each piece is handcrafted in Bali. This weekend, Simmons Fine Jewelry is bringing Bali to you. The John Hardy Trunk Show is back. Be the first to see the new designs, including Kaya, a new collection that will be debuted at this two-day event. A great opportunity to enhance your look with the latest styles and exclusive one-of-a-kind pieces. Jay Simmons here, inviting you to our John Hardy Trunk Show this Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th. Kick off the holiday season and earn double rewards this weekend only. Learn more at SimmonsFineJewelry.com. John Hardy, handcrafted in Bali, available exclusively at Simmons Fine Jewelry, celebrating you for over 30 years.
Simmons Fine Jewelry, the wedding ring store, and so much more.
This town is on the move, and Sparklight is moving forward with you, meeting your ever-growing needs and ambitions with ever-faster connections. Our reliable, fiber-rich internet connects people to one another, connects neighborhoods to the world, and connects what's now to what's next. Sparklight. There's nothing this town can't do. Learn more at sparklight.com.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
KIDO, Fox News, now.
Fox News, I'm Sal Giancrasso. Battleground states getting the attention this weekend
President Trump will be in Michigan and Wisconsin today, then spends the night in Las Vegas. Democrat challenger Joe Biden, off today, returns to campaign in North Carolina tomorrow. The leaders of tech giants like Twitter, Facebook, and Google facing a congressional hot seat. The Senate Commerce Committee holding a hearing to discuss potential reforms to the protections these companies get, enabling them to potentially limit viewpoints, which some call censoring.
What we would do is turn that shield back into something that is transparent by saying, here is when you can use it, here is when you cannot use it.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn today on Fox and Friends. Many Republicans feel that social media favors more liberal views. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Callie Zamzo, and it's time for Zamzo's Recharger, the incredible biologically correct lawn food specially designed to prepare Treasure Valley lawns for fall and winter. You see, when my dad, Jim Zamzo, formulated Zamzo's Recharger, he doubled the amount of phosphorus and potassium of our regular lawn food. That's because in the fall, your lawn is regenerating itself, and Zamzo's Recharger gives your lawn the nutrients it needs to build a strong, healthy root system. Plus, Recharger slow feeds your lawn all winter long, so when it wakes up in the spring, you have the greenest lawn in the neighborhood. Recharger is step 5 of the Zamzo's lawn program, but you don't need to be on the program to apply it. You can buy Recharger one bag at a time. But if you do sign up or renew your lawn program between now and December 24th, we'll give you $20 in Z money to spend at Zamzo's on anything you want. See store for details, check us out at Zamzo's.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. 13 stores to serve you, including Federal Way and Geckler in Southeast Boise.
Nobody knows like Zamzo's.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
It's time to add a little peace to your life with a customized Bullfrog Spa. With Bullfrog's 17 patented jetpacks, you decide the massage therapy you want. And right now, you'll save up to $3,500. Get 0% financing up to 60 months OAC at our new Bullfrog Factory store. Come see us at 8567 West Franklin Road in Boise. Sale ends Saturday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
KIDO Talk Radio.
Temperatures outside are getting down there, Treasure Valley, and so are the prices on nearly every vehicle at Steve's hometown Toyota in Ontario. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to take a quick drive to Ontario and experience the hometown Toyota difference. Are you a first-time buyer?
No problem.
Have bad credit?
Not an issue.
There's a reason hometown Toyota in Ontario has won the President's Award for 18 years in a row. The team is ready to give you a totally stress-free buying or service experience. Plus, there are rebates and discounts up to $6,500 off of MSRP. Looking to upgrade? Hometown Toyota is paying top dollar for your trade-in, too. All CDC guidelines are being followed to ensure your safety, because at Steve's Hometown Toyota, you come first. Take the quick drive to Ontario today and experience the hometown difference. Your time is valuable, and we're so sure there's a deal for you. If you can't work one out, you'll walk away with a crisp $100 bill. Open until 8 p.m. daily, or see their complete inventory at hometowntoyota.com.
Hey folks, Kevin Miller here. It's hard to believe that the election season is almost over. The election just around the corner, and we will have our final presidential debate watch party coming up this Thursday, October 22nd, Terrence Striven in Caldwell. We look forward to seeing you there. It will be the last debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. It's going to be a great time. We'll have a pre- and post-game show. But more importantly, we would love to see you there. The action starts at 6:30. Get there early. More details at KIDOTalkRadio.com. Kevin Miller, KIDO Talk Radio.
If you have a home or real estate you need to sell fast, call Action Home Buyers. Action Home Buyers. The name says it all. They buy properties in the Treasure Valley fast for cash, no matter the condition or situation.
580 AM, KIDO Nampa, K298 CN Boise, 107.5 FM. This is KIDO Talk Radio, Fox News Now. KIDO Talk Radio.
KIDO Talk Radio.